Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in the beautiful city of Marion, broadcasting from the downtown at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets in the comfortable studios here at the Ohio Health Building. And it is October 23rd already. Can you believe it? We have one more show before Halloween. Boy, oh boy, time sure flies right along, doesn't it? Well, we've got some good things on tap for you today. Of course, lots of trivia, offbeat news on this day in history, things about Ohio. So let's get to it. First of all, we want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thank you so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate them being one of our supporters. All right, here's what we've got for you today. At 4:55 this afternoon, we're going to give away a Subway gift card, a $5 Subway gift card. You can go and get you a wonderful sub, or they do salads, or I had a sub the other night, a chicken bacon. Yes, indeed. I get a chicken bacon. I get lettuce, onion, black olives, lots of mayonnaise and chipotle sauce. That's what I get on mine. Yes, indeed. And then I have them toast it. You talk about wonderful. Boy, oh boy. So that's what we've got for today. And all you have to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. You don't even have to get it right. Just call and just try to answer a trivia question, okay? And then for our big monthly drawings, we have, courtesy of Terry Tackett, we have a $10 warehouse restaurant gift card we're giving away next week, along with a $20 Walmart gift card and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. The way we'll probably do it is give away that warehouse gift card separate, and then we'll give away separate the Walmart gift card and the free oil change together, okay? That's what we'll probably do. But you'll be signed up for all that when you call and answer a trivia question. Sound good? So for this week, 4:55 this afternoon, a $5 Subway gift card, and then you'll be put in the drawing for next week's drawing, a $10 warehouse restaurant gift card, $20 Walmart gift card, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So let's get some folks signed up, shall we? Here's some trivia. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Where do mother harp seals give birth? Where do mother harp seals give birth? 740-383-9944. What equipment is needed to play cricket? What equipment is needed to play cricket? Which American sport is sometimes called gridiron in other countries? Which American sport is sometimes called gridiron in other countries? Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, Augusta, and Cape Kidnappers are famous spots to play which sport? Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, Augusta, and Cape Kidnappers are famous spots to play which sport? 740-383-9944. If you know, call in. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win. What Disney princess kissed a frog? What Disney princess kissed a frog? What's the birthstone for a person born in April? What's the birthstone for a person born in April? We have a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you?
All right. You said Pebble Beach?
Yeah.
That'd be golf.
Yeah, golf is that's what it's famous for. Absolutely. All yeah. right, Bob. How's your Wednesday afternoon going?
Been going pretty good.
Good, good,
yeah.
good.
Yeah, how's yours going?
Mine's going fantastic. Yes, indeed. Thanks for asking. Yeah, mine is going good.
Yeah, enjoying this weather.
Yeah, it's a nice it's a yeah. nice fall day, isn't it?
Oh, sure is.
Yes, indeed.
Talk to you later.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. If you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, call in. Okay, that last one I gave you, what's the birthstone for a person born in April? What's a birthstone for a person born in April? Phone call coming in. Hi, WGH Radio, we're on the air.
Does the seals give birth in the water?
Seals give birth in the water. Yes, indeed. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. Who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawings.
Charlie Durst.
Charlie Durst. All right. That's spelled D-I-R-S-T?
Yes, that is.
Okay. All right. I have you signed up for a chance to win, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening out there.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Alrighty. Got the answer to the seals question. And very good. Alright, couple of phone calls starting off the program there. And let's see, was any more? Oh, yes, I'll give you one more this time around. And then we'll get to some other things. And then we'll come back with some more trivia. And what story can you read about the Emerald City? In what story can you read about the Emerald City? Can you tell me the answer to that question? All right. 740-383-9944. Okay, I'll give you one more just because I just want to pass this one along to you. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, and do the what? What's that called? When you do your left, put your left foot in, put your left foot out, what are you doing when you do that? 740-383-9944, and we'll get you signed up for all the drawings, including the Subway gift card we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. Here's another taker, another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air. WWGH Radio, are you there?
Nope.
WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air. Hi, WWGH Radio. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, there we go. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine.
Good, good.
What are you doing? You're doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, you're doing the hokey pokey when you're doing that.
Yes, we did that in kindergarten.
Yes.
Good exercise.
It was good exercise. I did that too.
All right.
All right, what's your name and I'll get you signed up?
Janet.
All right.
Durst.
Janet Durst. Okay, Janet, we have got you signed up for the drawings.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, good to have our listeners out there. Appreciate the phone calls coming in here to WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial. If you happen to know the answer to any of the trivia questions, just give us a ring. Okay, I have some offbeat news collected here for you. An 11-year-old boy who finished a half marathon at the IMT Des Moines Marathon in Iowa might have also broken a Guinness World Record as the youngest person to run marathons in all 50 states. More on this in a moment. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
WWGH
I'll do my second call, Nate.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Okay, you went to Emerald City. That is the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Yes, sir.
All right, I'll listen to the rest of your show.
All right, buddy. Well, we got you. We got you in.
All right.
Okay, take it easy.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Bye-bye. I might mention, Bob mentioned that was his second call, and that's the way we ask that you do it, is you answer, you can answer a maximum of two trivia questions during the program each week. That way it gives everybody a chance to answer, instead of answering like five or six, you know, taking up maybe getting in... taking up the room for somebody else, you know, so we ask that you answer a maximum of two trivia questions. You can answer two during each program. So that's what Bob was talking about, his second call there. Okay, Aiden Jacquez, 11, of Montgomery, Illinois, ran his 50th half marathon Sunday at the Iowa event, which was the last stop on his 50-state tour of half marathon races. Jacquez first participated in a foot race when he was only 6 years old, and his grandmother, Kathleen Taylor, pushed him in a stroller. He started running the races for himself at the age of 9, with his grandmother by his side. Jacquez's family said they are working on getting Guinness World Records recognition for the boy's feat. The current record holder is listed as 12 years old. There you go, running half marathons in all 50 states. Now this, a California woman who was cleaning out her study found a library book her mother had checked out 74 years earlier, and she returned it. Berkeley library workers said they were surprised Friday when Jean Durham brought in a copy of Sir Walter Scott's Lady of the Lake that her mother had checked out in 1945. Quote, my mother did buy some books, but mostly she came to the Berkeley Public Library. We were always surrounded by books, Durham told Berkeley Side. Library officials said there was no fine, as the facility did away with late fees in 2018. Can you imagine if there was a fine, though? Boy, that'd be steep, wouldn't it? A British man who lost his wedding ring while swimming was reunited with the ring thanks to a couple of beach visitors and a helpful fish. Dan Levine, 44, said he was swimming in Penzance, Cornwall, England, when the custom wedding ring designed by his wife fell off his finger. Quote, I put a Facebook post out there asking for people to get in touch if they found it snorkeling or spearfishing, but really didn't think that I would see it again. I was gutted. Una had handmaided it, and we've been married 13 years. When I told her I had lost it, she was upset too, Levine told Cornwall Live. Levine's Facebook plea eventually reached Gary and Emma Spires, who were visiting the beach just one day after the ring was lost when they saw a fish splashing around in shallow waters. Gary said he kneeled down and the ring was just nestled under the water beneath a little ledge. He might have not seen it had it not been for the little fish. So the little fishy dancing around got his attention. And by George, there was the wedding ring, the custom wedding ring, and he got back to the owner. Good stuff. All right, we like it when things like that happen. Get lost items back to owners. I used to work for Walmart, and people were always losing things, and we had a stash of different things people lost, rings, earrings, and money. People would lose $20 bills and things like that. And they were always so happy when they were reunited with their items, for sure. Coming up on a break here at WWGH Radio already. We appreciate you listening to the program. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond on a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. We have On This Day in History coming up. I'll give you a couple of these before the break. on this October 23rd, 1864, during the U.S. Civil War, Union forces led by General Samuel R. Curtis defeated the Confederate forces in Missouri that were under General Sterling Price. 1910, Blanche S. Scott became the first woman to make a public solo airplane flight in the United States. On this date in 1915, the first U.S. Championship horseshoe tourney was held in Kellerton, Iowa. 1915, approximately 25,000 women demanded the right to vote with a march in New York City, New York. 1929, in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunge, starting the stock market crash that began the Great Depression. All right, we'll have more on this day in history when we come back from the break. Again, thanks for listening. Feel free to email me. I would love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's my address. Hey, if you'd like to send me some trivia, if you'd like to send me some news stories, whatever you'd like to send me, I'd like to hear from you. Again, that's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We will be back after these words on WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and it is 4:32 is the time on this October the 23rd, and we are finding out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1930, J.K. Scott won the first miniature golf tournament. The event was held in Chattanooga, Tennessee. 1942, during World War II, the British began a major offensive against Axis forces in Egypt. 1944, during World War II, the Battle of Leyte Gulf began. 1946, the United Nations General Assembly convened in New York for the first time. 1956, Hungarian citizens began an uprising against Soviet occupation. And in 1956, on this date, NBC broadcasted the first videotape recording. The tape of Jonathan Winters was seen coast to coast in the U.S. And that's what happened on this day in history, October the 23rd. Boy, the year is just flying on past, isn't it? Okay, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered at 740-383-9944. We have a $5 Subway gift card that we're giving away to a winner this week. And you'll also be put in a drawing for next week's giveaways, which are a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant, which they have good lasagna and spaghetti, and a $20 Walmart gift card, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. We'll give away those three things next week, but you'll be put in a drawing for those things when you call this week, okay? All right, so all you need to do is just call, and you'll be automatically signed up. What equipment is needed to play cricket? What equipment is needed to play cricket? Which American sport is sometimes called gridiron in other countries? Which American sport is sometimes called gridiron in other countries? Which Disney princess kissed a frog? Which Disney princess kissed a frog? To me, this is a hard answer. I didn't know this, but the princess's name starts with a T. You might be able to Google it and come up with it. What's the birthstone for a person born in April? What's the birthstone for a person born in April? 740-383-9944. Which song from the movie Frozen was an Academy Award for Best Original Song? What's the famous song from Frozen that all the kids sing? Da-da-da, da-da-da, you know? Can you tell me? How is Scar related to Simba in The Lion King? How is Scar related to Simba in The Lion King? And, let's see. We had the answer to this earlier, but it was worded a little bit different. The line, "I'll get you, my pretties, and your little dog, too," comes from what movie? We had the answer to the movie a little earlier, but we'll go ahead and do that again, okay? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, with football called gridiron in other countries?
Yes, football is called gridiron in other countries. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Trying to do a little bit of remodeling.
Yeah, remodeling. This is David Avery, correct?
Yep, it's me.
All right. Yes, indeed. Well, good luck on that remodeling. You must be quite the handyman.
Well, it's taking a whole lot longer than I wanted it to. But.
Yeah. That's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're out there listening.
All right.
All right. You have a good evening and good luck on your remodeling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You have a good evening, too.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Another answer to another trivia question. 740-383-9944. Join those that have already called in. And you just might be the winner at 4:55 of a $5 Subway gift card, or you just might be the winner next week when we sign you up this week for all those drawings, okay? All right. Located in a far corner of northeastern Ohio, the Victorian Permambulator Museum in Jefferson is a Gilded Age treasure grove with more than 200 ornate baby and doll carriages. Many are handmade from natural fibers such as wicker and fashioned into intricate designs with styles like the swan, peacock, butterfly, seahorse, tulip, and gondola. Topped with parasols or other protective covers, they shelter stuffed animals and dolls trussed up with ribbons, lace, and curls. It's enough to make you swoon from an overload. And they probably don't have smelling salts for you. But that's only part of this one-of-a-kind collection. The rest of a throng of circa 1900 toys, carousel horses, miniatures, and games, along with things known as pre-20th century bicycles with pedals attached to the front wheel is located in what was formerly a private residence. We're looking for a bigger place, probably near Cleveland, explains Judith Kaminsky, who, along with her twin sister Janet Palo, opened the one-room museum in 1988. Our family had a baby buggy, and that got us interested. Soon, they were rolling in perambulators and other stuff from all over the world. Highlights, and you really need a guided tour for this, to include a Model T commemorative carriage with a porthole windows and fake headlights. 1885 F.A. Whitney perambulator made with original materials and even a miniature red carriage from the 1920s used by Queen Elizabeth when she was a child. So all kinds of baby carriages you can find there in Jefferson. So you could go visit this baby carriage museum and just take it all in for sure. It is now time for the Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word, if you'll head down with me to the classroom, make a right, I've written it on the chalkboard. It is Pepita. Pepita. P-E-P-I-T-A. Pepita. It's a noun. It means the edible seed of a pumpkin or squash, used in cooking and often dried or toasted and eaten as a snack food. Now, the origin of pepita is from the American Spanish, and they didn't have a year that it goes back to. So, not sure if it's an old word or a newer word or what. It sounds like it might be an older word, though. Pepita. The edible seed of a pumpkin or squash, used in cooking and often dried or toasted and eaten as a snack food. So there you go. That is our weird word of the week for this week. Ladies' Corner is coming up real shortly here. Right now, back to trivia. See if we can get some more answers at 740-383-9944. All right. What Disney princess kissed a frog? What Disney princess kissed a frog? Again, it starts with a T, and you might have to Google it, okay? Because I didn't know the answer to this one. It's not a familiar princess, okay? Not like Cinderella or Snow White or something like that. What's the birthstone for a person born in April? What's the birthstone for a person born in April? What equipment is needed to play cricket? What equipment is needed to play cricket? We've got a phone call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
The princess who kissed a frog is Tiana.
Yes, very good. All right. Have you seen the movie or read the book?
I've seen the movie.
Seen the movie. Very good. And who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
This is Allison Braden.
Allison Braden. All right. Well, thanks for calling me today.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You have a good night, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, leave it up to the kids. They know which princess that was. Tiana, yes, was the Disney princess who kissed a frog. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
The birthstone for April is a diamond.
Yes, birthstone for April is a diamond. Very good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. All right, and who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Danielle Austin.
What was your first name again?
Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. Danielle Austin. All right, Danielle. We have got you signed up and got you in the mix, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. Like it when those phones light up. Couple minutes left until 4:45. At 4:45, we'll take our break, come back, and thank our sponsor, Waldo Tire and Automotive. We do appreciate them for all the oil changes they have provided. We appreciate that very much. Let's see how many phone calls we've got so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 phone calls. That's pretty good on a 45-minute show for trivia. Not bad at all. We could, a few more would be great. We always love phone calls here at WWGH Radio. Let's see if I can pass along a couple more here. I had this one before. Which song from the movie Frozen won an Academy Award for the Best Original Song? It's the famous song that everybody sings. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi, WWGH Radio, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Did you want to answer a trivia question?
April Burstone is a diamond.
Very good. And what's your name? And we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Rebecca again.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hang on, caller. I'll be right back with you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, our caller had the go, but I believe I got the name down as Rebecca. If that is wrong, give me a call back and I'll correct it there. Otherwise, I will put you in the drawing under Rebecca there for that last call. Alrighty, very good. It is time for Ladies' Corner. And today I have a fall-related thing for you. And it's called Pumpkin Toast. It serves two people. And you can find this recipe on Facebook. At my Facebook page, just search Radio Nate into Facebook, okay? Just search Radio Nate, and it'll pop up. Here's what you need. You just need 2 slices of sandwich bread, so 2 slices of bread, 4 tablespoons of pumpkin butter, chocolate chips, and I'll tell you how to complete it coming up after we take this call. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling back. A little girl called you, and I think she got cut off.
Yeah, she got cut off. Was it Rebecca was the name?
Uh-huh, Rebecca Gibbs.
Rebecca, okay, didn't get the last name. Rebecca Gibbs. Okay, and I got her answer, too.
Okay.
Okay.
We was listening, and all of a sudden, something else came on, and...
Yeah, I got cut off. My break caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
That happens to me now and again.
Okay.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure you got her.
Okay, yep. So Rebecca Gibbs. Yep, we got her in the mix.
All right.
All right. Thank
you.
You too. Mm. Bye-bye. All right, very good. Got the last name in there. Very good. Okay, so here is how you complete this pumpkin toast. Preparation. Place the bread slices in a toaster and just toast until golden brown. Spread 2 tablespoons of pumpkin butter on each slice of bread in the shape of a pumpkin. Use chocolate chips to decorate eyes and a mouth to resemble a jack-o'-lantern. Jack-o'-lantern. And the kids love this, okay? The kids really like this particular recipe. So check this out, and you will probably be a hit with your kids, all right? Pumpkin toast. Perfect for this time of year and perfect for Halloween coming up. Can't believe that we're almost to Halloween already. You been out there getting candy? There's been some good deals. I think Kroger had a deal where they had 50% off some of their candy. I know my church, Day Spring Westland, has their trunk or treat. I believe it starts at 3 o'clock on this Sunday afternoon. And it's quite the thing. The kids can get quite the candy. And so they can just go down through the cars and just enjoy collecting candy and dress up and have a big time. So I believe that's it. I believe that's at 3 o'clock this Sunday at Day Spring Westland. And so that should be a good time for sure. Okay, it is 4:50. We'll do the drawing in 5 minutes. Let's see if we can get another call or two in. Which song from the movie Frozen was an Academy Award for the Best Original Song? It goes da-da-da, da-da-da, something like that, all right? The kids just sang it and sang it when it was, especially when Frozen first came out. Frozen 2, I think, is in theaters now, isn't it? How is Scar related to Simba in The Lion King? How is Scar related to Simba in The Lion King? Can you tell me that? And what else do we have here? What equipment is needed to play cricket? What equipment is needed to play cricket? 740-383-9944. Call in. I'll sign you up for a chance to win a $5 gift card at Subway at 4:55 this afternoon. And then a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant, and a $20 gift card to Walmart, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And that'll be those last three items, we'll give away next week, okay? And that page, we got all the answers to, so that's good. I got one whole page. What character does Alice play croquet with in Alice Adventures in Wonderland? Alice in Wonderland, Disney. What character does Alice play croquet with? Okay, 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to those last few trivia questions, give me a ring, okay? Here's part two of Ladies' Corner. 10 facts about apples. You bob for apples this time of year, don't you? At fall parties, bob for apples, you ever do that? Well, apples are actually part of the rose family, just like pears and plums. There are more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the U.S. There are more than 7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world. It takes 2 pounds of apples to make 1 9-inch apple pie. Apples ripen up to 10 times faster when you leave them out when you refrigerate them. Ever wonder why apples float? It's because 25% of their volume is made up by air. On average, apples contain 4.5 grams of fiber. Apples are grown in all 50 states. Pomology is the science of apple growing. Apples can range in size from as small as a cherry to as big as a grapefruit. Also, apples are high in vitamin C, A, iron, calcium, and potassium, which are important components in helping to control heart rate and blood pressure. Yeah, that's part two of our Ladies' Corner, 10 Facts About Apples. 1 minute until we draw a name here for this Subway gift card. 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to the last few trivia questions that we have on the table, we'll slide you in for a chance to win. Appreciate all the phone calls today. We have quite the pile here for a drawing this afternoon. Appreciate everybody tuned in at 107.1 FM and at WWGH1071.com. And so our local listeners on the radio and our listeners online. So appreciate you folks out there for being a part of the program today. It's always a joy to be with you here in Air Chair 1 on this October the 23rd, 2019. Almost 2020 in a couple months. Boy, that'd be fun to say, won't it? 2020? Okay. And it is now 4:55. And I have got the names all written out. And we have everybody here. And we are going to mix everybody up real good and find out who the winner is, okay? $5 Subway gift card is what we're playing for today. And the winner happens to be, as soon as I pick one here, I want to get one out of the middle. There we go. Got one out of the middle here. All right, the winner happens to be Allison Braden. Allison Braden, congratulations, Allison. You won the $5 Subway gift card, all right? Fantastic. By the way, listeners, you can pick up your prizes here at the studio, the corner of Prospect and Center Streets at the Ohio Health Building on the second floor. Just take the elevator up. And we are at the end of the hall. You'll see the sign. And the hours for pickup are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you just walk right in here and collect your prizes. So congratulations, Allison Braden. And congratulations to everybody else for calling, because you're in the drawing. You're in the drawing for a $10 warehouse restaurant card, a $20 Walmart gift card, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. Your names are automatically put in the pile for that. And we will draw a name from the stack of listeners that we have next week. So thank you so much to Charlie Durst for calling in, Janet Durst, David Avery, Danielle Austin, Rebecca Gibbs, Bob Austin, and Allison Braden. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and playing today. We do appreciate it very, very much. Nice to have our listener base out there dial the phone lines. It makes the program work. Okay, we are just about out of time, but I'll see if I can pass along this to you. A California man is drawing crowds to his neighborhood with an elaborate Halloween light display featuring ghosts and gravestones. Tom George decorated his Tracy home with spooky decorations and a series of lights that illuminate in conjunction with various songs. George said he operates the light show on weekends and raises money for a local family shelter. The lighting enthusiast said his hobby began with merely decorating his home with Christmas lights, but he now gets called upon to design light shows for theme parks all around the world. So he's got his Halloween light show going there in California. I don't know. Is there anybody that decorates and goes all out for Halloween around here? I know in Prospect, they used to put all kinds of mannequins out just south of town there on, what is it? Is it 203 that runs out there? No. Yeah, it might be. But anyhow, they used to just decorate and go all out. Does anybody ever go all out for Halloween? I know people do for Christmas, but some people really get into Halloween. All right. Well, hey, we are flat out of time. It is quitting time here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. It's been a delight, an honor, and a privilege to be with you today. Thank you to all the phone calls, and thank you so much for listening. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock live with you during that time. You might be listening to a rerun or maybe listening to an archive online, which you can do at wwgh1071.com. Feel free to email me as well, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Waldo Tire and Automotive. They're located at 108 West Main Street in Marion. So thank you so much to them. Until next time, I will talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a... ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah,
currency.
If they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but...
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about it?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't